What's up, y'all? Happy Friday. It is March 31st, the last day in March, and April is just around the corner. Don't forget April Fool's Day. Don't get punked. Don't get fooled by people. It is time for another episode of Talking Arrow, now available on iTunes. I just finished watching it. I finished watching Wednesday night's episode, Disbanded. Didn't last very long, did it? I knew it wasn't when Oliver was like, "This is it. It's over." I was like, "No, it's not. Oliver, don't kid yourself. We gotta kill Chase. Even though I love Chase, he's such an awesome bad guy, man. Man, he's got a good bad guy." So let's talk about it. It aired on the 29th. I do have my friend Anna B from Australia. She's a big, huge Arrow fan. And if you've been catching our past podcasts, it's hard for us to get on because she's in Australia and I'm in the States. So normally what I do is I just let her go and I commentate over it and then I get my 2 cents at the end of it. It's pretty cool, right? We get to hear a little Australian accent and my crack self. Yeah. All right, let's do it. All right, so Anna B, if you want to check her out, Traveler15, that's where she's on Twitter. You can check her out there. She's always taking walks along the Australian beach. I'm waiting for her, like, to take a picture of, like, a kangaroo or a dingo or great white shark. Right? Is that what's over there in Australia? I don't know. Okay, enough of that. Okay, Arrow, here we go. Anna V, here we go.
Well, here we are for another week, and this is the last episode for a few weeks now.
Yes, yes, yes.
While Arrow will take a break. This episode was called Disbanded, and we see Oliver, who is a broken man after being tortured by Chase.
Big time.
He wants nothing to do with Green Arrow, and because he thinks he's not worth being it, so he wants the team gone and everything taken down in the Arrow Cave. And Dig wants nothing to do with this. He wants to continue on, and he will run things out of the loft with the team. It was a very sedate sort of episode because it was more soul-searching for Oliver because of his head so messed up from Chase, and he just doesn't think he's worthy of anything.
Nothing's new.
That Chase, he's just such a badass guy.
I love it.
So now Oliver wants him dead, but he can't do it. He doesn't want the team to do it, so he calls in the Bratva to do the job. Worst thing he could have done. So Anatoly comes, brings some men in, but of course he wants some payback. And he wants some drugs. Dig's not very happy about this, and he's going to stop him no matter what. So Dig's not going to let Oliver sell his soul. And I really liked it when the two of them got together and had their little chit-chat together. And it was more Dig telling him to pull him out of where he is in his head and say that they can work together and get rid of Chase without using the Bratva, and be a team again. And it's so nice that they worked things out together, that bro feeling. Meanwhile, we've got Felicity. He's working with Helix to find evidence against Chase, who's Prometheus, which she does. And that enables him to try and get arrested, but of course he escapes. So the team still need to find him, and of course it'll continue on to the season finale to get rid of this guy, this nut job. With everything that happened, Oliver and Anatoly, they've become bad friends now, and they're not on good speaking terms, so I don't know, will it be the end of their relationship as friends or not? Will they maybe one day patch things up? We'll just wait and see. And I'm glad Susan Williams has gone out of the picture.
Ooh.
Yes, Oliver didn't need her. So that's pretty much it, this episode. It was pretty good. Very sedate.
Really?
With Oliver just being so messed up in his head. So we'll see and watch him as he slowly becomes the Green Arrow again and and realizes that he does have self-importance. And I will talk to you in a few weeks' time when Arrow comes back on and we get closer then after that to the season finale in May. So let me know, what are your thoughts on it now, Mike?
All right, and I will. And I'll, like she was saying, it returns. I didn't know there was a break, but it returns Wednesday, April 26th. So for all the peeps out there, we get this break almost like for like a month. And I didn't even know the finale was in May. So either way, Anna, I enjoyed the episode. I could see that it was kind of calm in my world. It was kind of like, I'm not a fan of Oliver when he starts putting everything's on his shoulders. Same thing with Barry on The Flash. I'm just not a fan of it because it just drags. And it's just one of those people where it's just like, oh, shut up already. But he was really laying it on thick on this episode, Oliver. And I get it. And Diggs stuck through it. I think my favorite part was, I mean, Diggs didn't stop. But that part where he shows up at Oliver goes to his apartment and that punch into the face, which you probably think for a second Diggs was like, you know what? But no, he wasn't. And then for him to drop the bomb of, remember when I was locked up in prison and I was like done and Oliver, you saved me? Hello? That right there, I was like, oh, Diggs, slam dunk, baby. And that's when Oliver's like, damn, that was a good one too. Yeah, I'm back. Let's get the team back together. Let's put on the green lights. So it was good to see that. I'm glad it didn't drag on of Oliver not wanting to keep the team together. And I'm glad the team said, screw Oliver, we're still doing our stuff. When it comes to Felicity and Helix and that one smart chick, I don't know if I trust Helix at all. Every time Felicity does something, it seems like that little hot chick with the glasses is always like, we got Felicity even more. So I don't trust Helix at all. I'm curious to see how that's going to pan out. It looks like next week's episode, it does get a little crazy with Helix and she's getting pulled in. It's almost like he gets pulled into the Bratva and that dark world, and Felicity's dark world was hacking. And this Helix group is really pulling her in. So I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. I thought the fight scenes were pretty good in this episode. Black Canary whooping ass in the middle of this episode. And of course, the attempt to take down Chase with the Russians trying to take out Chase and then the team preventing that. I thought that was pretty cool. The end fight was dope as well. So yeah, I thought all the fight scenes were pretty cool. And the very end, when it all comes out that Adrian Chase is Prometheus and it was all a lie and he kills those marshals and then he's driving with blood all over. Actually, the crazy thing that I didn't see coming for Arrow, the show Arrow, is when Chase is literally stabbing the U.S. Marshal to death with a pin. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, CW and Arrow, go for it. Because normally it's not that. But I think it's just it's cool to see and for them to show, like, how effed up Adrian Chase is. Like, he's really out there. Like, the dude killed his wife. Like, he, and then kills a U.S. Marshal with a pin. Like, and not even, like, stick. I mean, no, I'm talking over and over. And then to see him driving down the street with the song going, it's a beautiful morning, and he's got blood all over his face, and he's going back into the city. I thought, yeah, I love Adrian Chase. I'm a fan because he's such a douchebag, evil, bad guy, and he's dope. So I'm curious to see how this is all going to pan out. Is he going to die? Are they going to put him on? Are they going to lock him up? I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait till May for the season finale. But other than that, I really enjoyed the episode. Break time. So me and Anna B will be back in April. If you want to check out some of our past recaps, you can go to a couple of spots, iTunes, and search Talking Arrow. Me and Anna are there. Audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can find us there, plus The Flash and other shows. And my blog, iWatchMike.com. That's where you can find me, iWatchMike.com. That is where all the podcasts are at. If you go up to the top, you'll see a little tab that says podcast. You can't miss us. We're right there. If you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. My Snapchat's on my blog, iWatchMike on Facebook. If you want to check out Anna B on Twitter, all you got to do is search Traveler15. And you can follow her on Twitter. She's a big fan of superhero stuff. Yeah, just check her out. All right, people. I think that is it. We'll come back in April with more Arrow. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, stay dry, stay whatever. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.